The psalm for this morning, lo and behold, is Psalm 73. And what's Pastor Sherry's favorite psalm? Psalm 73. So I'm going to try to hurry through, but I have to say something about this psalm. It's a psalm of Asaph. And he starts talking to God and he tells God, he says, "Ooh, I almost missed it, God, because I stumbled over looking at the wicked. I was jealous of their wealth, their indulgences, the fact that they have no care, the fact that they're bullies. They had no pain. He saw them leading violent lifestyles, and they were pompous, loudmouths, and full of vanity." Then he goes on and he's feeling sorry for himself. He saw his life was full of pain and suffering. And these dudes were just fat cats and they were just happy people going along in life. But then he went into the sanctuary of God. And wow, a change of heart happened when he saw the wicked's destiny and he saw his glorious destiny in the Lord. Amen. A life with God, being in his presence. He saw following God brings him brightness, and he knows he will rest in the glory of the Lord. Then he concludes with verse 26. "No one on earth means as much to me as you, Lord. So many times I fail. I fall into disgrace. But when I trust in you, I have a strong, glorious presence protecting and anointing me. Forever, you're all I need." How many can say that? Sometimes we fail, don't we? And we're disgraced to our own selves. Have you ever just used your mouth and all of a sudden after it came, the words that came out of your mouth, you thought, "Ooh, icky, why did I say that? That was totally inappropriate. I'm a child of God, and that kind of stuff should not be coming out of my mouth. But I trust in you, Lord, and I know that I've got a strong protective covering over me, the Lord Jesus Christ, and you're all I need." He goes on in 28 to say, "But I'm in the very presence of God. Oh, how refreshing it is. I've made the Lord God my home. God, I'm telling the world what you do." And from the living it says, and my life verse is, "But I get as close to you as I can. And I'm going to tell everyone about the wonderful things you do." The Passion Bible puts it this way, "But I'll keep coming closer and closer to you, Lord Yahweh, for your name is good to me. I'll keep telling the world of all your awesome works, my faithful and glorious God." Let's stand and let's say it together from the Message translation to prepare our hearts as we go into worship this morning. No one on earth means as much to me as you, Lord. So many times I fail. I fall into disgrace, but when I trust in you, I have a strong and glorious presence protecting and anointing me forever. You're all I need, but I'm in the very presence of God. Oh, how refreshing it is. I've made the Lord God my home. God, I'm telling the world what you do. We're going to celebrate Jesus today. We're going to celebrate his resurrection and what it means in our life. And I'm excited to praise him.